Life sustains itself by cell division. So does cancer. Breast cancer cells multiply faster because of CDK4/6 proteins. But what if we could block those proteins and stop runaway cell division? To that end, Dana-Farber scientists laid the foundation for CDK4/6 inhibitors, new drugs that are increasing the survival rate for many advanced breast cancers. Dana-Farber's momentum of discovery keeps finding new ways to outmaneuver cancer. Learn more at danafarber.org/everywhere.
Communication is the key.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
Good morning from American Public Media in Los Angeles. I'm Steve Chiatakis. We're hearing reports today that the Obama administration is considering how to get information out about banks and their so-called stress tests, a way to explain what's going on with the financials and at the same time to exude more confidence in the financial system. We could word on that sometime next week. Of course, communication is what Skype is all about. Today, eBay says it plans to spin off its internet service through an initial public offering. Our European correspondent Stephen Beer joins us right now. All right, Stephen, eBay took a lot of flack a few years ago for paying so much money for the then Swedish service Skype. Is this an admission of failure?
Well, eBay acknowledged in 2007 that it had overpaid for Skype. It wrote down its investment by more than half. Ouch! $1.4 billion it had lost. The company, eBay, admits now that Skype doesn't, after all, fit very well with the online auction business. The original plan was that people buying and selling on the site would talk to each other over Skype. That didn't pan out, and really, eBay has spent the last 3.5 years wondering what to do with its very expensive acquisition. So now, with this IPO, it hopes to get some of its money back.
So Stephen, what sort of shape is Skype in? Is eBay going to get its money back?
Skype seems to be in pretty good shape. It's now the world's largest single provider of cross-border calls. It has 405 million subscribers. Last year, profits were up 44% to $551 million, and the company expects to be making $1 billion by 2011. So maybe they will get their money back.
Any possibility then that before the IPO, someone might step in, maybe make an offer?
Well, here's the thing. The two Scandinavians who founded Skype are reported to have been trying to put together a private equity deal to buy the company back. And these are unconfirmed reports, but it was suggested they were offering $2 billion. Now, eBay seems to think they can get more from an IPO, although that market's flat at the moment. By next year, it may have picked up. And analysts are saying this IPO might itself trigger a higher offer from the Scandinavians or even an offer from the likes of Microsoft or Google.
Mm. Stephen Beard joining us from London. Stephen, thank you.
Okay, Steve.
European stocks are basically flat. Swiss bank UBS reported a loss and more job cuts. The Dow lost 137 points yesterday. It closed at 7920. That's off 1.7%. NASDAQ shares the same, 1.7% down. The S&P 500 shed 2%. Asia markets closed mixed today. We're set to get earnings tomorrow from the nation's biggest newspaper company. Gannett owns USA Today and other publications around the world, nearly 900 of them, and shrinking. Here's Marketplace's Jennifer Collins.
Gannett has boosted its web focus, loaded up on television stations, targeted its advertising more locally. But newspaper analyst Ed Atterino says in this climate,
it's sort of like standing under a waterfall and saying, what can I do not to get wet?
Just this week, Marriott, the hotel chain, said it would stop leaving free copies of USA Today for its guests. That could cut the newspaper circulation by as much as 3% and reduce ad income even more. Gannett is trying to stay dry by cutting costs and consolidating. This week, it said it would merge 5 small papers in Michigan. Randy Bennett is with the Newspaper Association of America.
It is a wrenching change that newspapers need to make. But we're seeing that shift happen.
One big investor is paying attention. Ariel Investments in Chicago recently doubled its stake in Gannett to more than 12%. I'm Jennifer Collins for Marketplace.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Microsoft, delivering people-ready enterprise solutions designed to help companies do more with less. Details at Microsoft.com/people-ready. by Constant Contact, helping more than 250,000 small businesses and nonprofits succeed using email marketing. ConstantContact.com. Constant Contact, a smart way to reach your customers. And by DreamWorks Pictures, presenting The Soloist, starring Robert Downey Jr. and Jamie Foxx, in theaters everywhere April 24th.
We heard from President Obama talk about his economic strategy again. He outlined plans to build an economic foundation based on new rules. They include reforms on Wall Street, new investments in education, healthcare, and technology, and new savings in the federal budget. But commentator Robert Reich says the president left something out, and he says, good.
With only $110 billion remaining in the TARP bailout fund, I assume Tim Geithner is preparing to return to Congress seeking more bailout money. He'll bring along the results of his bank stress test. He'll also have bankruptcy scenarios for General Motors and Chrysler, and a couple of CEO scalps. He's already got GMs. Congress won't be happy, but in the end, we'll cough up another $300 to $500 billion. Geithner believes the only way to rescue the economy is to get the big banks to lend money again. But he's wrong. Most consumers cannot and do not want to borrow lots more money. They're still carrying too much debt as it is. Even if they refinance their homes, courtesy of the Fed flooding the market with so much money, mortgage rates are dropping, consumers are still not going to borrow more. And until there's enough demand in the system, businesses aren't going to borrow much more to invest in new plant or machinery either. That's the big issue, the continued lack of enough demand in the economy. The Commerce Department reported this week that retail sales were down in March. The current stimulus package is proving way too small relative to the shortfall between what consumers and businesses are buying and what the economy could produce at full capacity. Meanwhile, the states are dragging the economy in the opposite direction. States cannot run deficits, which means that as their revenues drop in this downturn, they're cutting vital services and raising taxes to the tune of $350 billion over this year and next. This fiscal drag is wiping out about half of the current federal stimulus. If Geithner gets Congress to give him more bailout money, Congress won't be in any mood to do what it really needs to do, which is enlarge the federal stimulus package, and do it soon. Voters are already worried about too much government spending. At most, the administration is going to get only one more bite at the congressional apple. Make that more stimulus rather than more bailout.
Robert Reich teaches public policy at the University of California, Berkeley. Hey, you have a voice too at our website, marketplace.org in Los Angeles. I'm Steve Chiotakis. Have a great day.
American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.